Welcome back inside Coaches Inside here on Gear Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Steve Knoll, head coach of the Jeff County North Girls. And, well, Coach, no games since we've last talked. You've had a couple of games postponed since we've last talked. You're supposed to play Pleasant Ridge on Friday. That was moved because they're in a quarantine. Then you're supposed to play Tuesday against Jackson Heights. That was postponed due to the weather. So how are things set right now? Are you able to get back in the gym at all here in these last week or so?
Since last Friday, we haven't been in the gym. That was our last day being in there. One of the things, we had a number of games in a row, so we were looking forward to getting in the gym and working on some things, and just haven't got to work on anything. So now we're hoping we can get a practice in either today, hopefully today, but if not, at least tomorrow, and get ready to play Carpervel and then Jackson Heights with only one or two practices.
Yeah, and then you look ahead here, your schedule here coming up. As you mentioned, Carpervel on Friday and then two games next week to kind of just finish things up before postseason comes around. But really, when you look at these three games, they're very, very crucial games here down the stretch, because you could easily be a one seed in your sub-state or you could be the four seed depending on how these three games go. Is that how you look at things right now? Just every single one down the stretch now is important?
Yeah, I think so. There's going to be a wide range of games that each one of us has played. So, depending on how each of us break our last few games, we could work our way up possibly to number one. There's outside chance there. Could drop to number four. I think we're setting two or three right now, but none of us in the top four are going to have the same number of games, it doesn't look like. So it looks like just percentage points are going to separate us one way or another.
And you look at the way your girls are playing basketball right now. I mean, yeah, you've did a good job of winning basketball games here as of late, although they have been fairly close games at that. So where do you look at just where this team sits right now?
Playing the games, I thought we were building a lot of character. I'm playing some close games, and we were kind of coming out on the good side of it most of the time. I kept thinking, man, we get some practice time to go over some stuff. Really going to help us out. So we haven't got that practice time, but, the girls know what to do in close games, and we've been pretty successful for that. So hopefully when we do get practices in, hopefully we can kind of build on what we've done in those games that have been close recently.
And again, right now, coming up on Friday, scheduled to take on Carpervel. They're obviously a non-league opponent. What do you know about Carpervel here heading into Friday?
Really don't know a whole lot. I'm starting to get some game films in. Started watching them yesterday. Looks like they've got a pretty good guard, a pretty good post player. Again, their record is kind of hard to tell because they play a lot of schools we never ever see, a lot of private schools and stuff. So really don't know a whole lot about them. We just got to come out, and I think, we got to work on doing what we do best. If we can actually defensively like we want, hopefully things will be able to take care of themselves.
Well, Coach, with that, we certainly wish you the best of luck here against Carpervel on Friday and also to wrap up the regular season coming up next week. Thank you, though, for taking the time. We always appreciate it, and we will talk to you one final time next week.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Steve Knoll, head coach of the Jeff County North Girls, joining us this evening on Coaches Insight.